Philip Saint-Papier, Fidelity Charging Care. Today's date is 09/10/04/2025. Dictation is for Dominique Orozco. Orozco spells O-R-O-Z-C-O. Dominique spells D-O-M-I-N-I-C. Date of birth is 09/06/1972. This is a 52-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Orozco has a history of opioid use disorder. Is currently in Suboxone. Is therefore follow-up for this condition and medication refill. He states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports left knee pain. Said he's an avid basketball player. He plays almost daily. I noticed pain in his knee. He said this. His left leg is his, quote, power leg, close quote. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes during this paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 135 over 81. Pulse is 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.5. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, pre-NS paragraph. Cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, pre-NS paragraph. Extremities, left knee, tenderness of palpation in the region of the patella tendon, the distal surface, no step off, no crepitus. He has full range of motion with moderate discomfort, negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray. Oh, correction, please take out those negatives. He has diffuse tenderness in his joints and in the region of his patella tendon. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Neuro is alert, oriented, and history. Cranial nerve suture is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. This paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Assessment number two is medication refill. Number three is left knee pain. I suspect DJD. Next paragraph, trigger point injection. Patient and I had a discussion of the procedure. We talk about how it's done, complications, which includes infection, bleeding, a failure of the medication to work, and a recurrence, among others. He says he understands and gave me verbal consent to proceed, period. Patient and I identified areas of maximal pain. We identified three areas around the distal patella tendon regions, period. These areas were prepped with betadine and overwiped with alcohol and marked with skin mark. Lidocaine combined with solumedrol, 80 milligrams, lidocaine, 5 milliliters, were combined and injected at the site of interest, period. Next paragraph, patient tolerated procedure well. Next paragraph, there were no complications. Next line, patient reports improvement after injections, period. Next paragraph, he was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following medication: Suboxone, 8/2 milligrams SL film. He would take one film BID for 30 days, number 660. End of dictation. Correction, PMP-aware was reviewed. Data from PMP-aware does not support drug-seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done. Urine drug screen was positive for Suboxone, which he takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances were negative. End of dictation.